In North Carolina, your choice of candidates for Congress in November could change as a result of a federal court ruling. A three-judge panel on Monday affirmed an earlier ruling that the state's congressional districts are unconstitutional and raised the possibility of forcing the state to redraw its congressional maps this year, 2 months before the November election. Joining me now is WFAE political reporter Steve Harrison. Well, Steve, how could the state even change its districts so close to the general election?
That's what everyone's trying to sort out today. The NC Board of Elections said Tuesday it's researching how many waivers it would need to hold a new primary election in November, followed by a new general election, probably sometime in September. The state Republican Party said the current election schedule must be followed and that a new election schedule would be disastrous. So if this were to happen, congressional primaries would be held on the same day as the general election for everyone else on the ballot. And under this scenario, we could have new primaries with new districts, which would mean we could have a rematch of Mark Harris and Congressman Robert Pittenger in a redrawn 9th district. Harris, of course, narrowly beat Pittenger in May.
And the possibility of an election as late as December certainly, and with the holidays, raises a lot of questions. But Steve, with the maps, what's the underlying problem and why do we need to change them now?
So first, a little background. This is the second time the courts have struck down the state's congressional maps. The first time was about the General Assembly using race in drawing them. And this time was about gerrymandering districts by a voter's political party. The Republicans have 10 of the state's 13 congressional districts. And all this is by design. If you remember, Republican Representative David Lewis said that I think electing Republicans is better than electing Democrats. So I drew this map to help foster what I think is better for the country. And as for why the district would need to change now, the panel said the state, and I quote here, made no discernible effort to take advantage of the previous opportunity we afforded it to draw a plan that cures the partisan gerrymander. And the state Democratic Party agrees. Chairman Wayne Goodman told me today that we shouldn't have any more elections under the old maps.
It's complicated. What happens next?
So both sides will submit briefs in the case by Friday, and the leadership of the General Assembly said it will ask the Supreme Court for a stay. And remember, right now there's a 4-4 split on the court between liberal and conservative justices. A 4-4 split would send the issue back to the same judges who ruled the maps were unconstitutional. Davidson political science professor Susan Roberts said she thinks the court would try to avoid overturning the current election schedule.
There's always been a reluctance on the part of the Supreme Court to enter in what they call the political thicket. And I think there wasn't a definitive ruling the last time around. And I think there might be a reticence to really go in.
But if the three-judge panel ends up ordering new elections, a big problem is going to be the calendar. A new general election would probably be in early to mid-December because many people I've spoken to note that turnout would be really low if an election was held closer to Christmas.
And what did the panel of judges say about Mecklenburg County?
So the judges criticized all of the entire congressional map and did not spare how Mecklenburg was treated. The judges said the General Assembly divided the county to pack Mecklenburg voters who were unlikely to support a Republican, and the court said that would dilute their votes. Basically, the state was criticized for taking Republican precincts in South Charlotte and assigning them to District 9 while packing Democratic voters into the District 12 seat held by Charlotte Congresswoman Alma Adams.
Steve, when will we know what's going to happen?
That's what everyone's trying to figure out, Mark. We just don't know, but it's, the clock is ticking.
Indeed. Okay, we know you'll continue to follow, and thanks for this.
Thank you.